You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. And gentlemen, I did not get the in-morning memo today with the all-black everything on that side of the table, because I am not mourning my baseball team. We fight on to Thursday night. Scotty, what's going on?
Good morning. I'm just wearing black because it's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I like it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's cool. I had nothing to do with my baseball team. I don't know if you came up with that one.
But, very easily, because my baseball team's playing on Thursday. I'm excited about it, Scott. That's why.
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with us wearing black. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It was, the Yankees came roaring back after that first inning. I wanted to see Luis Severino pitch into the night, but unfortunately that didn't happen. And tonight we get another game, so I'm excited about that. I saw some waiver fab bids in my Staten Island Home League that we'll go over that were interesting.
Absolutely. We'll go over a ton of leagues. And both of my leagues ran, and I'm interested to tell you about the big guys, Davis Murray, and some of the rest of the major players here, which I got none of. I did, as I said, to match literally a moment ago before we went on the air. I now have no tight end and no defense because I dropped them in order to pick up Jerron Brown, who I like for $8, and Geronimo Allison. As a Davante Adams owner, there's some positive news in Davante Adams, which we'll get to in just a few moments. But I'm excited about that, so that's pretty good. On the show today, we're going to go over some of that drops, go over some headlines. We get some buy or sell coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll go over some streaming quarterbacks, streaming defenses for week number 5. We'll also play Matt Modica's favorite game of either or today and see what we can find. Some new players out there today. We're not going to play Terrell Pryor, or I think I dropped Pryor literally every team player in the league last week, so we're going to move on.
I was rewarded, though.
You were rewarded with a touchdown. You got in the end zone, finally.
He's got more double-digit weeks than Davante Adams.
Really?
Yes, he does.
I did not know
he has
that.
Two. Davante Adams has only one when everybody was gone.
Devontae Adams didn't get into double digits last Thursday, huh?
No, he's got a couple of weeks of 9 points.
He must have just missed it. You know, that touchdown would have counted, and he would have been in it.
Or, you know, I said that,
or
you know,
stayed in the game.
I said Terrell Pryor, and then I got a response from Jake. It was offensive pass interference, so.
Maybe you should play either or the frenzy with Terrell Pryor.
Well, you know what? That's not up to me. I have nothing to do with that. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming up here on the show. But when we get back from the break, we are going to chat about some of these waiver claims, because we know you're trying to look at claims to put yours in if you have not yet, if you're a Wednesday nighter. So we're going to put those claims in for you. We'll let you know what's going on in our home leagues, in our standard leagues, 10, 12-man leagues. We got you covered the next 3 hours here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
So, after watching late into Monday night, you really made sure Matt saw your head bob there, huh?
Well, he was grooving to it. That's all good classic. You dropped a bomb on me. I like that.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's not.
We're showing our age right now.
Not judging your music, all right.
You were.
No, all right, moving on. So, last night, waiver claims went in as I was sitting watching the Yankees win. What a fantastic bullpen performance. A fantastic bullpen performance, by the way. It was awesome. It was a very exciting game.
By the way, you knew Stanton. Oh, no, not Stanton.
Judge?
Judge was going to homer there.
I was pumped.
I was like, this is a home run coming right now.
He was pumped.
He delivered.
Dude, Didi's home run was just
I have to say one thing about Didi. I remember years ago when Kevin Towers, who, you know, made many, many mistakes.
Sure.
When he traded for Didi and he got ripped for it, and he was like, I see this guy eventually being like a Derek Jeter type.
Yeah.
He's a much better fielder than Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what is it? Back-to-back 20 home run seasons.
Crazy, yeah. Kevin Towers, I believe, he might have rejoined the Yankees by the time that Didi came to the Yankees, because him and Cashman are best friends. That's not a coincidence at all. But anyway, while I was watching the Yankees win, I finalized my waiver claims. And I did not get any of the big guys. And yet, I don't even know how I feel, man. Like, some things surprised me. Some things didn't. We'll see, of course, where it goes ultimately. Well, let's start in one league. And this is the league where I do not own a tight end. I do not own a defense. Instead, I sit here with extra wide receivers that I probably don't ever want to start.
But isn't like Latavius Murray, it's kind of like you're going to put the bid in, but like you really don't want to win it.
Exactly. That's how I felt. And I didn't win him in any leagues this morning. I'm like, I'm okay with it.
So, I put in the, in all honesty, when it came to Latavius Murray last night, I put in a bid. I felt comfortable winning. That bid in one of my leagues, I'll start there, was $48 at $100 cap. I had, let's say, 90, 85, something like that left. I put in 48, 88 left, because I've got 48 in to just get down to an even number, whatever. And I would have gotten him for the $48, which I did not. I would have felt happy with that. I would have felt okay with that. I wound up finishing second with that $48 bid.
What did he go for?
The final bid in this league for Latavius Murray was $73. And I was second.
Okay. So one thing I would say, and look, I'll never bid like 48 or 49 unless I'm really low on money.
Sure.
Like if you have 88, bid 51. Because you don't want to lose if, like, on 48 or 49, somebody goes 50.
So I'll be very honest with you. I was watching the Yankee game. I'm 0-4 in this league. I'm dead in the water. I have Amari Cooper. I lost Dalvin Cook. I mean, this team is done. I'm 0-4. I was sitting with the other 0-4 person last night watching the Yankee game. And he's like, all right, my bid is in for Latavius Murray. I want to know if I'm going to get him. I want to rearrange bids. Like, what's your bid? I'm locked in. I go, all right, my bid is 52. Is what I said, thinking that, like, all right, I'm gonna go in my head. I'm gonna go with the $4.52. I'm not gonna let the $4 stop me. So I tell him 52. He's like, all right, I'm at 73. I'm like, all right. So I had a 48 in there earlier in the day. I never changed it, but I would have. I told him I was going to 52, which was fine, because ultimately what I would have went. And he destroyed me at 73. 73
bucks. You guys were telling each other what your bids were?
Yeah, we're friends. What's the difference? I'm locked in, he's locked in.
Well, if you guys were 4-0, though, would you be sharing bid totals?
Sure.
That's unusual.
I'm locked in. I'm a man of my word. I wouldn't have went up.
I'm saying, though, that's unusual, like, tell somebody else in the league what you're bidding.
If we're locked in, we're honest people.
Yeah, but it's the one thing. I'm an honest person, though, but I don't share what I'm bidding with somebody else in the league if it's very competitive.
Well,
I'm saying that's very unusual.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I feel comfortable, and obviously he did as well.
Okay. Exception, I would say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Call it what you wish. But he went for $73. I'm just like, I cannot bid $73 on Latavius Murray.
Yeah, that's...
It's really that simple.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, in my Staten Island Home League, the FAB is $200. It's real money, and Latavius Murray went for $87.
Yeah, so I can't spend close to $100 real on Latavius Murray. That's insane to me.
Yeah, no.
Like, if I waste $87, I'd like to waste it on something better than Latavius Murray, and that's like the truth. Like, I'd like to go have a nice piece of steak. Like, isn't that better than Latavius Murray?
Yeah, and you know, how much do you really need Latavius Murray anyway?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Desperately.
So why did you go? Who did you end up with instead?
Nobody.
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 So you didn't. You didn't fill the hole at all. There was no Aaron Jones on waivers.
Well, there was. I lost him too. I didn't feel. The problem is. So Aaron Jones. Let's talk about him next, of course. So Aaron Jones. How much do you think he went for?
$100 cap. Yeah. I would say he went for probably 66.
I'll say 37.
He went for $26. And personally, when it comes to Aaron Jones, this dude's a 1 week dude to me. 2 week dude. This is not somebody that's going to save my season in any way. That's just my belief on the guy.
He could start 1 week. Did you put the bid on Gallman or anybody?
That's what I was going to ask.
I had a bid on Aaron Jones. I lost it. Let's get into Wayne Gallman. How do you think Wayne Gallman went for?
I'll say $17.
Okay.
I think he went for 37 in mine, so I'm going to say 25.
On the dot, he went for $25. Problem with Wayne Gallman, the Giants are not going to run the ball. The Wayne Gallman thing this week is one of the most astounding things to me. Much like Aaron Jones is interesting. Like, I get it, you're a Ty Montgomery owner. You want to make sure you get that guy. But Aaron Jones is a 1 week, 2 week dude, especially when Jamal Williams comes back. Like, he's not just gonna ever get 20 carries in this game. Ever when it comes to Green Bay. Wayne Gallman's never gonna get 15 carries in a game. Ever. Like, if you watch anything with the Giants, number one, they can't run the ball. Number two, they don't want to run the ball. They don't want to run the football. So,
well, people are going to take it as, you know, he's a starting running back.
Is he?
You know, is
he?
They believe that he's going to get the opportunity. The Giants said he's going to get the opportunity.
No, they did not.
He got the opportunity last week.
I saw
reports that, like, Gallman was going to get more playing time, and he did.
Well, so reports were that Wayne Gallman was going to get playing time. He went from zero playing time, of course, being inactive the first three games, to getting in the game.
Right.
And he did, and he looked good, no doubt about it. But I almost wonder, Scott, this is one of those things that you like to talk about, of not preparing for a dude. Okay, Wayne Gallman, different runner than Paul Perkins. Someone who doesn't just run into the line and fall down. So, like, that's obviously
the
problem.
He runs very upright, though.
Yes, he does. Absolutely agree with that.
He's not built very thickly either. But I want to ask you, though, who are your running backs in that league?
They suck. But I don't think Wayne Gallman, Aaron Jones, or Latavius Murray are worth anything.
Are they better than what you have?
I don't think Wayne Gallman is anything. I think Wayne Gallman is worse than a lot of people.
Can you answer the question? Who are your running backs in that league?
Joe Mixon, James White, and Theo Riddick are my running backs in this league.
Right. So you would rather have any of those guys right now than Theo Riddick?
I would.
So how come you didn't bid more aggressively on them?
I bid $48. I was second in Latavius Murray. I felt if the winning bid is $73, I'm not bidding $75 on Latavius Murray. Like, that's insane to me.
And what did you bid on Gallman?
I don't want zero. I do not want Wayne Gallman on my team.
But you would not rather have him than Theo Riddick?
Nope.
Okay, that's fair. And Aaron Jones?
I bid $12 on Aaron Jones.
You wouldn't rather have him than Theo Riddick?
I probably would, but not for this cost. Aaron Jones, in my opinion, as I've said, is a 1 week thing, 2 week thing. I don't think Aaron Jones is a long term answer.
So you really felt like there was nothing on waivers that could really improve your team?
No, there's nothing on the waivers that couldn't improve my team. I wanted Eddie Lacy. I went after Eddie Lacy. How much did Eddie Lacy went for?
I'll say $15.
Or $19.
He went for $13. I bet $12.
He went for $11
in my home. I bet $12. But
you get him?
No, he went for $13.
Yeah.
He just...
Was Rawls available?
No. I could not justify, in my opinion, outside of Latavius Murray, where I understand the role, and that's why I put a big bid in, outside of these dudes, I cannot justify spending... Even though I'm dead in the water, like I said, in this particular league, absolutely dead in the water, I could not justify spending significant amounts on
Let me ask
marks.
You one question, though.
Yeah, of course.
Say if you were 4-0 and you lost Dalvin Cook, would you have gone more aggressively on Latavius Murray?
I don't know how much more aggressive that can be.
I'm trying to change the thing. If you're 4-0, you're definitely in a different mindset.
Absolutely. I'm in the game. I need to make sure I do something to stay in the game. If I have $88 left, which I did, am I going to spend $75 on Davis Murray?
I'm not saying you spent
$75. What about Jarek McKinnon? Did you try for him?
No, I should have done that. I did not try for Jarek McKinnon, but I had Jarek McKinnon last year.
But still, you know, if Murray goes down, he could be the guy. Are there first come, first serve this morning?
There is.
Maybe you can pick up McKinnon.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only guy I own in this league is Austin Eckler, who I learned about yesterday.
That could turn out to be something.
Matt Madika, Corey Parson, they love that Austin Eckler. So I was like, all right.
I just like the
possibility. I got him in my dynasty league
like
last night.
The possibility of his future. You know, Gordon's got a bum knee. The Anthony Lynn run offense.
That's why I now am an Austin Eckler owner. It cost me nothing. Take a break. We'll come back. See you in my other league. What the prices were. I'm going to match that Island League too. Throw the experts in the morning. Fantasy sport. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. So I'm going forward with nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I don't feel bad about it. Because I don't believe
you didn't have to do what you did, though.
What do you mean? Oh, well, by the way, I'm welcoming you in, Corey. It's Fantasy Executive, Corey Parsons.
Yeah.
How are you?
My, you didn't. This is I don't want. People shouldn't really know this because I'm like in leagues, people who listen to the show.
Sure.
But I would get off of Murray because he's not going to play no more than three or four games.
I don't know Latavius Murray.
Good. He's not going to play no more than three or four games, right? So, I would drop down, let the high bidders go after Murray.
You're concerned about?
Yep.
The ankle.
I'm concerned about the ankle. Mm-hmm. Let the high bidders go get Murray, drop down to McKinnon. You'll pay less for McKinnon and get more games. I know it's not pretty. Jerick McKinnon is a stiff. You feel what I'm saying? He's a bum. But if you want a piece of the Minnesota thing, why pay 30, 35% of your budget? Get 3-4 games when you can pay 10-15% of your budget, get McKinnon for the stretch run. That's what I would do if I'm a guy that drafted Cook when he was going in the 4th or 5th and you got some leeway. If you somebody that needs somebody to play this week, then I would go the Lat Murray way. Matt, if you was getting them later on like we was when we was drafted in June and July, why not just drop down to McKinnon?
As I stated earlier, I mean, Latavius Murray is a guy. Latavius Murray is a guy that I don't want to win.
Yeah.
I really don't want to win him. I'm going to put a bid in for him. I'm not going crazy. And as you mentioned yesterday, Corey, the guy that lost Dalvin Cook, and I lost Cook in a couple of weeks too, is probably going to go maybe 40%. Not going, even in the leagues I lost Cook, I'm not going 40% on Latavius Murray. I agree with you. There's other guys. Or I'm gonna speculate on guys with maybe a brighter future. I wouldn't mind having Aaron Jones for a couple of weeks, especially with this Cowboy match.
But would you want to? I agree with that. Especially if Lee is out, he might run for 200. But what is this? That noise I hear in my life right now? I hear.
Okay, cool.
No, it throws me off. You know. I'm very my mind. You know, if I hear something, I got to go with it.
With
very
Murray, though, it's like
I was talking, Scott.
Nobody cares about that.
why would you care about what he's talking about?
He starts going off about like what's going on in his mind. And
I
stuff.
Heard We're something in the background, Latavius Scott. Murray. It was throwing me off.
It was
probably coming from your computer. That's why you want me to focus. So anyway, like I was saying. With Lat Murray, you know, the Aaron Jones thing. I get it, but man, how much you gonna pay for a 2-week player, a 3-week player? That's what I don't wanna do at this time of year. With Aaron Jones, I get it. If you 0-4, if you 1-3 and need a win, yes, Aaron Jones could probably get you a win this week. But if you're like 3-1, 4-0, I wouldn't fool with him.
Honestly, dude, maybe I just have a mentality. I'm just not used to this desperation mentality. Yeah. I'm 0-4, and I just can't pull a trigger on this one. Like, I can't do this. Aaron
Jones. Well, you need to if you're 0-4.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I'm saying.
Four,
it's like,
what are you waiting for? To be 1-4?
What I kept
turning around then?
Yeah, what I kept asking you is, like, why didn't you bid more aggressively? Because you're desperate, but... You know, look, not to put him on blast or anything, but he's telling me...
He's telling me
he plays in a league where he was sitting with his friend and they were telling each other how much their bids were.
I said, hold on. I said I was locked in. He said he's locked in. Great. So
I'm just saying, you know, it's like... Would you sit there and share your bids with somebody else in your league?
Scott,
I'm probably
not.
Build? bid?
You want to put me on blast, dude? I don't care. I'm locked in. He's locked in. We're sitting watching the Yankee game. He's like, oh, what did you bid? I said, I told him.
Somebody tells me I'm going to bid and I want to play, I'm going to go higher.
Oh, so you are not a man of your word.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
That's what you
I'm
not, you're not a man of your
I'm
word.
I'm in a more competitive league where I'm not sharing the information. I'm not sharing the information with my buddy.
All I know is I'm 1-0 against you, baby.
Oh, shots fired. Blocker, blocker, blocker. He said the kiss league ain't nothing.
You know what, though? You're changing the goalpost up probably because you're wrong. So you had to go in another direction.
Hold up. Like you called me out watching Holiday Baking every day.
We're talking about something specific and you changed the subject.
Scott, I have no problem with what I did. You called me out. I explained to myself. And the second Corey walks in, you run and tell Corey, oh, my God, can you believe what Greg did?
So? Like, we're an open forum here, you know.
I came in here and told you. I didn't, like, hide that fact.
I mean, if we want to get back to Jerick McKinnon, what Corey was talking about, if you're playing in a PPR, last five games last year, he was pretty much targeted six times or more in every game except for the last one. So he's going to have value. He's not a guy that's going to ride you to a championship, but he can.
He's not going to be dead weight. Yeah.
If used correctly.
Roster construction is the key to owning Jerick McKinnon, and I think. Like, Scott, what's your situation?
It would be like owning Buck Allen, I think.
Oh, no, you'd much rather own Buck Allen than Jerick McKinnon. Buck Allen can
doesn't rush for any yardage, though.
Yeah, but I don't.
And neither would Jerick McKinnon.
I was about to curse. I don't care. I don't care if he rush. I don't care if they give him the ball seven times. He run for 7 yards. But if he catch five passes for 55, I'm with that.
But McKinnon can do that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I'm comparing him. But you talk
Buck
about
Allen's
Murray.
The same thing.
I just said that. Buck Allen is going to get more.
You know what I'm saying? Buck Allen's.
But
a
I'm
part
saying
of
it's
it.
Comparable. But you know, you're talking about Murray. It's like I always say, opportunity doesn't always lead to production. And then you look at the player card on rotoexperts.com. You know, with the ankle. Injury risk, Latavius Murray elevated. Health performance factor below average.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one thing. For like Aaron Jones for this week, like we talk about, maybe he's only a 1 week or 2 week player. For me, in my biggest league, I got some Falcons. I got some Saints. I got a lot
you
of guys.
Make
I
the
got
move.
Redskins. I got a lot
you
of guys.
You got to make the move.
Sure. So, plugging Aaron Jones in for me this week would be really nice. Fortunately, I don't have a ton of money left in my fab.
Yeah,
so,
it happens.
And also, I wouldn't go crazy on him regardless. I'm going to make a bid on him. If I don't get, like I said, it could be Murray, Jones. I honestly would be more than happy to walk away with all.
All right, so listen, here's the thing. Team I have right now, Dalvin Cook team. Running backs on the roster. Carlos Hyde, LeGarrette Blount, Jaquizz Rodgers, DeAndre Washington, Matt Breida. I'm not dead with that group right there. I got Blount and Popquiz, Jaquizz. Jaquizz could get a little shaky now with Doug Martin coming back. I got Hyde, who's my RB1, and as long as he's healthy, and I got him, I got Breida in case Hyde go out. I only got to start two running backs, so I'm down to Blount and Jaquizz Rodgers for my Dalvin Cook spot. I'll go pick up somebody tonight.
It's not a bad thing to have Blount. You know, you watch those Eagle games. Blount is running really well right now.
I don't think this is a bad spot. I don't think I'm going to fall off my perch too much. I don't think, okay, this team, which has a 40-point lead in points, I don't think this team is going to be like, okay, he's dead in the water now. We're going to walk him down.
Who's your second running back? Rodgers?
Right. The other two are LeGarrette Blount and Jaquizz Rodgers.
And who's the first?
Carlos Hyde.
If you wrote Hyde and Blount out there every week, you're good.
I'll say one thing.
Try.
I'll say one thing. On Monday.
It's not Hyde and Cook.
Yeah, but Blount is running really, really
hard. But can you trust
he's
Blount?
Had two, he's no, had two good trust. Games. No,
See,
but they,
you put him in, but you can't trust
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but he's not on the Patriots anymore. Here's the thing. It's Blount that's
He had a week
there.
Where he had zero, Scott.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He's played himself back into the mix.
Oh, he played himself into shape, I said, a month ago. He's like Shaq.
You watch those last two games. He is running really hard. It would be downright stupid for them not to give him the ball. All the way he's playing.
But here's the, on Monday, we talked about like Mixon, Crowell, guys. I was saying you put them on your bench. And as I was setting my fan bids and going through my rosters,
yeah,
I got Crowell and Mixon in the lineup still
because
I got
buys and his injuries going down.
I don't want to put them in, but you know,
Greg, I'm curious. How do you feel about LeGarrette Blount?
I like LeGarrette Blount.
You do?
For the reasons I told you.
Yeah. I don't know. That donut in week two scared me.
Don't worry about that. I'm telling
you. Don't worry about it. That was a damn zero,
I have watched the last two Eagles games. Forget that zero. He is running really well.
What? Why'd you do that?
I try to watch most every game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 You mean it's kind of... I should have watched it, too.
All right, so maybe...
It's okay. You got a lot going on Sunday.
I watched the extensive highlights.
I only do that during the preseason.
Yeah, so I guess I made the error on Aaron Jones, but...
I mean... What do you mean you made the error?
They didn't, like...
Are you giving up an
0-4 team should be
you should have went all in on Latavius Murray.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Are you giving up because you're 0-4?
Wait a minute, hold on. How did I give up?
Because you're not bidding aggressively on any of these guys.
What are you talking about?
And you got a desperate running back situation.
I'm
asking you a question.
Scott, I've never given up on anything in my life.
Oh.
How dare you accuse me of
that? The heart of a
champion. I finished second on Latavius Murray. Second on him. I had the second highest bid in my league.
It's fair to me to ask that to you.
No, hold on. I'll tell you why it's fair to ask.
Because you came in here saying, I'm 0-4, I'm dead in the water, I didn't aggressively bid on any of these guys. It sounds to me just like you're lethargic and you're like giving up.
Scott. I was the second highest bid on Latavius Murray, who sucks, right? We sit at this table, we watch Latavius Murray, who admits my ankle hurts. I have a bad ankle. And you want me to bid everything I got for this schmuck?
No.
I had $88 schmuck. Left. He went for $73. Oh, I am not bidding
$75
on Latavius.
Who is the running
Murray.
Back do you like most who was out there?
I think my highest bid was on Latavius Murray. I think Aaron Jones, I have no idea, number one, if Aaron Jones is going to start this week. Zero idea. I mean, I understand that's what we're leaning. That's what Dr. A says. That's what the inside injuries are reporting. That's what everyone's saying. I get that, and it's probably true. I'm not doubting that fact. But I'm also not doubting the fact that all of a sudden, here comes Tyler Montgomery in a flap jacket, and I spent all this money on Aaron Jones for nothing. I also am not forgetting the fact that Aaron Rodgers may throw the ball 65 times and not roll the ball at all.
So you're just being very conservative.
I'm just not buying a guy that I don't... was third on the depth chart.
For everything that's out there, it'd be very surprising if Ty Montgomery or Jamal Williams will play this week.
That's what I just said. Everything is leaning that Aaron Jones will be
I'm
the guy.
I'm just asking ultimately why wasn't aggressive on him.
I told you. Because I think every guy out there that went, that people spent money on, Latavius Murray at $73. Aaron Jones, fine. He went for $26. That's a fine price for him. I'm not saying that. Maybe if there's anything, that was my mistake, was not bidding over $30 for Aaron Jones. And I'm fine taking that hit. That was my bad. That's fine. But Wayne Gallman also is not good on a Giants team that doesn't want to run the ball, that can't run the ball, that will not try to run the ball. I don't want Wayne Gallman. So I'm not spending $30 plus on Wayne effing Gallman. So if you're going to call me out for giving up because I didn't want Wayne effing Gallman, fine.
Let's keep this going.
We'll talk more waivers when we come back here on the Red Rockets in the Morning. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Here now, Roto Experts in the Morning.
Scott, what are you doing with that foolishness? Relax. Why are you playing make believe?
He was all mad at me, and then he put the headphones on, and I knew he'd get right into character.
He got right into his Tom Petty.
That's not Tom Petty, it's ZZ Top. But, shout out to Tom Petty.
Yeah, Scott was very, very upset yesterday.
He was. He said, why didn't you mention Tom Petty? Normally, you mention anything, he would be like, this is a fantasy show.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't win. All right, so outside.
Not if you're 0-4, no.
In the one league, we played each other this year.
He beat you, Scott.
He beat you, Scott.
But, you know, I don't play in a league where I'm winless and I'm sharing bids with my friend.
But you do play in a league against me where you lost.
I did, and I gave that to you yesterday.
So you can keep it in my other league all you want. I'll bring up your other leagues. No problem.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
And you do play in the league with rock and roll people.
That's a celebrity league, and that's the only one where you can say anything about it.
With people that like that like a band that painted their face in the '70s.
Well, most people like you don't get it, so I'm not going to explain to you.
What is that supposed to mean, Scott? What is most people like
you,
me?
You don't get it.
Was that Coach?
You don't get it.
Sorry, I'm a man of integrity. I don't know what to tell you.
You are, and so, I love you.
There you go. All right, I want to talk about some of the other bids in the leagues. Where these guys went? Not Latavius Murray, not Aaron Jones, and not Wayne Gallman. Geronimo Allison was still out there. I bid $3 on that Geronimo Allison. I got him.
I think that's a great bid.
Yeah,
it's a good speculative bid. Yeah.
Do you have a pack of wide receivers?
Adams,
so yeah, so yeah, I think that's a good bid.
So
it's
a part of
the handcuffing.
Let me ask y'all a question. Mm-hmm. If you have playing multiple people on the same team,
so.
If it's a team that I'm comfortable with, it is the Packers.
Yeah, I'm cool with the Packers.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with having two Packers in my lineup.
Well, but what do you mean? Two receivers?
Let me ask you this though: What if you have
or the receiver?
I've been fine with that with the Vikings. I had Cook and Diggs in the league.
Yeah.
If I had Diggs and Thielen, I'm fine too. To be honest with you. But so here's a team that's really interesting.
Yeah, but then 2 weeks ago, McKean had been out of a good game, and you didn't do so well.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But
that's the week he beat you.
No, it was this week. Let the bottoms be accurate.
But you can take a chance. You can have anybody, right? Like I could have Doug Baldwin and Stephon Diggs, and they both can stink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is kind of random.
I would just rather not do it, but I agree with Corey. If there's a team you're going to do it, it'd probably be Green Bay, although I wouldn't want the running back and, you know, the passing
game. I think you make the case is New England, right? Like, you could have Gronk in a wide receiver.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want the running backs, too, because you just don't know what's going to happen with the running backs.
If it's a good running back and a good receiver, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay. That's Brian and Ezekiel Elliott. I have no problem with it. I'm 3-1 in that league.
Listen, so the question is, I don't think
there's one. Of course you're not cool with that, of course.
So much is about the running back and wide receiver. I think that it's quite obvious we'll all do that. But I think that the better question is two wide receivers. And the
that's tough.
The conversation stemmed from Geronimo Allison a moment ago, right? Because I have Devontae Adams in the league, and I picked up Geronimo Allison. Now, I asked you, you brought this up yesterday, Matt, who the second leading passer in the NFL is right now. Does anyone listen to Matt yesterday?
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Who?
Alex Smith.
No.
Carson Palmer.
There you go. So it's Carson Palmer, who's thrown for over 1,200 yards, close to 1,300. He's got about 110 or 117 exactly.
What does he have, like 300-yard games, I think? It's just the touchdowns, you know, maybe keeping the scoring down a little bit.
It's ugly.
It's extremely hard to watch.
It's ugly.
Three consecutive 300-yard games, as Scott has mentioned. He throws the ball at least 40 times.
I'm about to say, well, what is he? What is he, 33 for 58?
33 for 51.
Close.
33-51 this week. The week before, 29-48.
Wow.
19-36 the week before that.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I just tabulated up at the end.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm a Larry Fitzgerald owner in a league. The best wide receiver on the market, in my opinion, this week, I already own Will Fuller. Somebody else picked up Josh Doctson. So the best wide receiver on the waiver wire to me this week was Jerron Brown. And Jerron Brown is somebody that if you look at the three games that he's been involved in, this is a guy that constantly has gotten double-digit targets, and he's been up there with double-digit points. Week 2, 11 targets. Week 3, 6 targets. Week 4, 12 targets. Coming off a game where he had eight receptions for 105 yards.
Okay, so what's the end game?
What am I getting at?
Yeah.
So I now own Larry Fitzgerald and Jerron Brown.
All right, so here's the deal now. When do you plan on rolling out this Arizona Cardinal lineup? If you say hopefully never,
what's the point of making the bid?
What's the point of making the bid?
So I think if you look at this week and you look at next week. So in this particular week, I'm in a tough spot. I had Devontae Adams with a concussion. We'll see if he plays.
I think he plays.
We'll see if he plays. We'll talk about him in a few moments. I think this dude is nuts. Michael Crabtree's banged up.
Scary.
And he has EJ Manuel throwing it to him.
Yeah.
So Crabtree,
I think Manuel will be. I'm going to reserve judgment on Manuel, but go ahead.
Well, Michael Crabtree might not play this week. That's
okay.
Possible. Julio Jones is on a bye.
All right.
So that's three wide receivers I have out. So
and how many can you start?
I can start up to four. I have three, and three of my guys are out.
Give me three starters in your lineup.
Right now, I have Larry Fitzgerald. So I'm going to have four starters in my lineup.
Okay.
So Larry Fitzgerald is the one that's still there.
Yeah.
So I got to plug three more dudes in.
All right.
Here are my choices. You tell me what I can do.
I hope this is not bad, Greg.
Of course, what do you mean it's not bad? I just named four wide receivers on my team.
We just drafted, so I hope it's not bad.
I named four wide receivers on my team, three of which are out this week.
All right, go ahead.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm listening.
All right, so I have Larry Fitzgerald.
That's new.
I'm sorry?
He's listening.
Being funny.
Yeah.
All right. I have Cooper Kupp.
Okay. Bye week.
I have Paul Richardson.
Yikes.
I have Will Fuller. I have Matt Breida. No, sorry, he's running back. I have John Miles and John Brown.
You got Will Fuller, yeah, which is looking good. But I understand, because you look at Arizona this week, they're playing Philadelphia.
Correct.
And if you're lacking options, you're considering what you're doing is you're not going to do this every week, but you're streaming the Cardinals wide receivers.
That's exactly what I'm doing. In a week where I don't have Julio Jones, I don't have Michael Crabtree, and listen, I might have Devontae Adams where I could put him in the lineup, which would be awesome. Realistically, I'm going to put one of Devontae Adams or Geronimo Allison in my lineup. If Adams plays, it'll be Adams. If it's not Adams, I'll put Allison in my
lineup.
Pack a wide receiver will be in my lineup. And then it's going to come down to...
As long as it ain't Jeff Janis.
Yeah, it will not be Jeff Janis. But I probably Paul Richardson will come out. I'll leave Kupp in. Will Kupp be good against Seattle?
He's got a possibility, because especially Jeremy Lane's out, and the way to attack the Seahawks is in the slot, and he's a slot receiver.
All right, so I'm going to play Cooper Kupp. I'll probably play Will Fuller, and that means it's going to come. That means that's it. That's my team. Or maybe I'll put John Brown in. So I needed him. You have choices now.
You have options.
I agree. Yeah. You asked me when. When could be this week?
Look, the guy's got 11 and 12 targets to in the last 3 weeks.
Like, I know I didn't want him because I have Fitzgerald, but when I see those targets, like, this is an asset. I was more interested for the price. I was more interested in that than I was in Latavius Murray and Aaron Jones.
It's a good pickup. And look, if you're weak at running back, right? As we talk this through, right? If you're weak at running back, you could pick up the other points at wide receiver.
This is a different league. This is a different league. My running backs are Jordan Howard and Carlos Hyde in this league. Those are the only running backs I own, I believe, on this team. There you go.
I see it. You know, you have options. You have Fuller. You have
Thomas Rawls is out there. How much do you think he went for?
Out of 100,
yep.
I would say 24.
I'll say 22.
17.
19.
Yeah.
I went for 19. I mean, you guys are all around
in the area.
You guys are all in the area then. I was the second highest bid on Thomas Rawls.
What'd you bid?
$7.
That's what I would have bid.
There's nothing wrong with a $7 bid.
I mean, he's probably going to get he's going to lead the backfield.
Maybe.
The offensive line looks like it may try to play better. If I did anything, it would be Rawls. In Seattle backfield, I'm not doing ProSize because he's going to get tackled and he's going to be out for 3 weeks. Eddie Lacy.
Wait a minute. I don't know if you're accurate on that with ProSize. He might run out of bounds in practice and be out. You know, that's how fragile he is. Here's the thing with Rawls and Lacy. I believe it's going to play out on the field. But the one thing is, like, Lacy looked good Sunday night. But Rawls, in the snippets that we've seen him in his career, has way more upside.
Can somebody forward me some Lacy runs from Sunday night where he looked good?
He had a 19-yarder.
Hit a 19-yard run. Okay. What happened? It was a blown coverage?
No.
A blown assignment?
No.
Did they have 9 men on the field?
No, and he walked off laughing and said, I have more yards than one carry than I saw Crowell had all the day.
I want to see this Lacy highlight package.
Look it up.
With him wearing a Seattle Seahawks uniform.
Look it up.
I want to see an Eddie Lacy run where he looks like a running back with promise, where he's wearing a Seattle Seahawks jersey and not a Green Bay Packer jersey, not with Brett Favre handing him the ball.
Here's an idea. Watch
the game.
Where's
the football life?
Yeah.
Don't tell me to watch the game. I'll watch what I want to watch. I don't want to watch the Seattle Seahawks.
All right. So then don't comment on them then.
I have to comment. That's what they brought me here, Scott.
So then watch the game.
They brought me here to comment on the players and to make sure that you do your work.
Make sure I do it. I was watching the game. I don't know about you.
No, your other work. That make sure that you so-called
Donald. What, editing you?
I just can't see myself doing the Eddie Lacy thing. I mean, I'm not really big on Rawls, but I'd go Rawls before Lacy.
Yeah, I gotta go Rawls.
Now I know Corey, you're like one of those fantasy experts who says you're never wrong, but
I'm clearly wrong on Isaiah Crowell.
Now look, I understand why you don't like Lacy, But why not? Look, why not throw a few bucks out there? If you end up being wrong and Lacy surprises all of us and you got him on your roster, you could say, okay, I was wrong, but I have the guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going because I don't think you can, Thomas Rawls.
I would too, but I'm okay. saying, I don't think I could sit here and say, put a $0 bid on him because. If you end up being wrong about the guy, even if you throw $5 on him and win him, and the guy ends up scoring two touchdowns.
Chris Ivory than Eddie Lacy. Hey.
Take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about some more of the other bids, the other guys that went. To remind you, you haven't put your bids in yet. It's these guys. We'll discuss it next here on the Road Rackers in the Morning.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to dailyroto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to dailyroto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Here in the studio, watching Seattle Seahawks highlights. Scott's dream on the radio, watching Seahawks highlights. Yeah. What the man asked for in life.
Oh, I love it.
I watched the game, so.
But while you were on the radio, you didn't watch the Seahawks game. Now you are, so life is good. So in a league, I was up like a whole bunch of points, and I faced the Seattle defense and Russell Wilson, and it went very poorly. I would be 0-4 if it wasn't for Russell Wilson and the Seattle defense. There's Luke Wilson. Should have started him.
Should have picked him up. Drop Graham.
There you go. Anyway, some of the last names here on the waiver wire that were picked up in my league. I just want to give those names out and see what you guys thought. Let me see here. Both leagues, Jake Elliott. Everyone loves Jake Elliott now. So they picked up him.
It's like 11 and 19 points the last 2 weeks.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Dante Moncrief was on the waiver wire. Someone picked him up.
I would. When Andrew Luck was getting ready to return, Dante Moncrief could be a nice piece to have moving forward.
That was the time. How much did he go for?
Nothing.
Yeah, so wow. That was the time to get him.
Yeah.
We got some good news yesterday.
Yeah, look at that.
There you go. Andrew Luck coming back.
The day you thought you'd never see.
The day I thought I'd never see. Juju Smith-Schuster went for a few bucks on the waiver wire.
I can see it in the 12-team league. You want to take a flyer on Smith-Schuster, you know. That's going to come at the detriment of Martavis Bryant.
Adam Humphries went for a few bucks. New England, Thursday night.
I'm about to say they played New England on Thursday night.
It's a one-week flyer if you got to buy. Smith-Schuster is getting looks in the red zone. You know, it seems like they've designed something in the playbook for him there.
Yeah. What else do I have here? I have Nelson Aguilar went for a couple bucks.
No.
Aguilar's not invisible anymore, but he's boom or bust. It's like if he hits a big play on a bye week, you know, he could help you out, but he could be totally quiet otherwise.
How much do you think CJ Proces went for, Scott?
50 cents.
$3.
I'm going to say $5.
$18 for CJ Proces.
Yeah, it's too much.
I mean, the talent is there. The talent is there,
but the health is not.
Was that Max?
It was not Max.
Okay.
Max is the one that I told you was listening. He picked up Austin Eckler. He was listening to the program. He dropped Max. Tyler Eifert for Austin Eckler.
Why didn't Max have Tyler Eifert on his team?
Yeah, you can ask Max that.
Silly.
I'm sorry, Max. I think that was Max's only move. Oh, no, he also picked up Elijah McGuire.
That's a good move by Max. About time.
you know what's really annoying? So I actually play this week in this league, because I look at these things, Corey. I play the person that picked up CJ Proceis, who will start him this week, and picked up Nelson Aguilar, who will start him. If these guys go off, I'm going to be upset.
That'd be crazy.
But like CJ Proceis could.
I look at my people, so too, they ain't set their lineup yet. Well, can't see if they
can't do that yet. Yeah.
Look at his team, though.
Just a couple more people here on the Kendall Wright got picked up this morning in the league.
You don't know what that's going to be with the new quarterback.
It's kind of exciting, though. Hunter Henry went this week. He's dropped in on a league. Hunter Henry went facing the Giants. That's a good move because he's going to score a touchdown.
Oh my god, the team
somebody picked up in my home league in Staten Island. Somebody got Devin Funchess for $2.
Nice. That's nice.
They dropped Jacquizz Rogers and picked up Devin
Funchess. If Cam's back in form, you know, with Olsen out, you know, Funchess is going to be a thing.
I doubt he's back in form.
And there you go.
I don't think we know for sure because you know
it's going to be an interesting week because he does. It's a tough matchup. Detroit's defense has played really well. It's on the road.
If he plays well here, then he's back. You know,
I did like seeing Cam run for that touchdown. I'm just going to be honest on Sunday. I mean, all the passing yards and that, but the fact that you know he's you know as I stated in the picture, he's going to run the ball once he feels healthy. Once he gets by that pylon or he sees that end zone
touchdown,
Cam's going to take it to the house.
Hey, the team I'm playing this week, listen to his running backs: David Johnson, Chris Carson, Theo Riddick, Terrence West, Thomas Rawls, and Ahmyr Abdullah. It's pretty bad.
But like you can have Thomas Rawls and Ahmyr Abdullah face, and those go off and really bad, and you know.
Terrence West run for 200.
Let's take a break, gentlemen. When we come back, some of the main headlines from yesterday, including Devontae Adams playing on Sunday, we'll discuss it next on the Red Experts in the Morning.